Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. After the show, right after the show, our podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And also follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Rob, Deshaun Tate, a college basketball analyst, will join us. We can talk to him about the tournaments, March Madness, and all that. So it'll be good to have Deshaun Tate on at the bottom of the hour.
Chris, if he has any insight on Izzo, I read a column about Tom Izzo saying he needs to make some changes or whatever. I just wonder. I still keep thinking like he's going to be a big shoe to fall, like as far as getting out of the business, but maybe I'm wrong.
You mean getting fired or he might step down?
Stepping down.
Because you saw Calipari is coming back to Kentucky.
Yeah, but I heard that because they just say if it wasn't for that money that they have to pay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If it wasn't for that, he probably wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Which would make sense.
No, it makes total sense. All right, Rob, let's go to the NBA, and we mentioned it, the Lakers with a huge win last night over the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee without LeBron James. It was a great game. They were down 19, the Lakers, with 8 minutes left, Rob.
That's ridiculous.
Shame on Milwaukee.
That's ridiculous. I mean, you can't give that up at home. With a lead like that, 8 minutes in the NBA, Chris, even if they have a 10-0 run, all you got to do is match baskets. That's it. They get two.
Yeah.
You don't have to put on any kind of run. It's just about matching baskets.
Games are never over anymore. You know, I mean, Boston, Rob, the other night, gave up a 30-point lead.
At home, too. That was in Boston. That was unbelievable.
Mean, that's the three-point shot, whether it's one team getting hot and one team getting cold or whatever it may be. But that has – LeBron said it on his podcast with J.J. Redick. That's eliminated, you know, these games where it's over. I mean, it's got to be like a minute left and you got to be up huge to really sit pretty and feel comfortable. So, anyway, the Lakers rallied last night, Rob. Anthony Davis was phenomenal, 34 points, 23 rebounds. Four blocks, including a couple late that were pivotal to the win. D'Angelo Russell, 29 points, 12 assists, Rob. And Austin Reeves with the second triple-double of his career, 29 points, 14 boards, 10 assists over the Bucks. And after the game, D'Angelo Russell talked about these Lakers who, Rob, LeBron said earlier in the year, man, we could beat anybody and we could lose to anybody.
I just think we're an unpredictable team. So depends on which team you get. Depends on which team we are defensively, offensively, as a unit. Some guys are better than others at night. Some guys have bad nights. It just depends on what team we're going to be. We're at full effect like tonight. Obviously no Bron, but I think we'd be hard to beat.
Rob, they are unpredictable. He's right on the money. And as I said, LeBron said that himself a couple of months ago.
Right.
But I think one of the – I'm going to give out two reasons that I think they're unpredictable. I'm not saying they're the only two. But one is that your best player – we're calling him AD at this point. He's unpredictable offensively. Now, defensively, he's bringing it right. He might win Defensive Player of the Year this year. He's been great defensively. But offensively, you don't know what you're going to get from him. Heck, last night, Rob, he started poorly. He was 7 for 24 through three quarters, I believe.
My goodness gracious.
Finished 12
that,
for 31.
Doesn't even seem, yeah, that doesn't even seem possible.
Seven for
24?
Right. That's why they were getting blasted. And I tell you what, if LeBron was there playing, and I'm not blaming this on LeBron, but probably AD, Rob, at some point stops shooting as much and is just in his mind settles that, you know what, it's not my night. I'm cold. Let me defend and rebound and kind of look to LeBron and the other guys to carry me offensively. He probably, instead of being 12 for 31, he probably ends up something like 6 for 15 or something. Or 4 for 15 or whatever. Like, he probably stopped shooting and being as aggressive. But I think that's one reason they're unpredictable, because when you don't know what your best player is, or second best, or however you want to rank them,
right,
is going to give you offensively, that's tough. Secondly, Rob, I think, and we get it, he's 39 years old, but I think LeBron kind of being in and out of the lineup. Now, he's only missed 10 games. They're 6-4 in those 10 games.
Which is really good, Chris, considering where it's been the last few years.
Them being 6-4? No, it's great.
No. Yeah,
that's
I'm just great. Saying, like, yeah. Even LeBron missing 10 games.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right?
But I just think that can make you unpredictable, too, because LeBron is such a great player, even still, and he is such a figure. It's like they say, Rob, and I agree, it's easier to fit a role player onto a team than a superstar, because the superstar is going to get a certain number of shots. That's going to take shots from other players. You're going to he's going to be a focal point.
We
that's
going to
take the focus off other players. And that's just how it is. Not with just LeBron, with everybody. But I think when that superstar is kind of in and out, and I don't want to make it seem like, you know, he's in and out every week, but still you're playing differently with LeBron than without him. And I think that's part of it as well.
Yeah, we saw that with the Clippers. Remember when James Harden joined them? It was like, what, this team stinks.
Took a little, yeah.
You know, like, people really had an issue with trying to get adjusted. Who's doing what? Who's taking shots? Should I, you know, give the ball up to him?
You start kind of deferring.
Yeah, you want to get him involved or whatever, but then you stop doing what you do. And then before you know it, they lost their first 5 or 6 games, and people were like, oh, my God, this isn't going to work. And then they went on an unbelievable run and looked like world beaters. Now, you know, not a scuffling, but
now we're back to them.
Yeah, but we've seen, like that, your point, which is sometimes it takes time to be able to integrate a star back into a lineup compared to a regular Joe Schmo.
And then tonight, Rob, you got LeBron playing when they face Memphis, but no AD.
Right.
So there it is again. I'll say this.
I don't know who they are. I don't. Like, I know everybody says, well, you can't count them out. I get that. That's when you have those two
names. Do you
names,
agree with that?
I think that when I say you can't count them, I don't think they have a chance to get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I think they have been way too inconsistent, and some of the teams, Chris, and I get it, they're younger, but it just depends. And again, it's the matchup. Last year, they got very fortunate in the matchup that they had that got them to the Western Conference Finals. I don't know if they finish and they have to play, who could they possibly play, Denver? Well,
at this point, it's just no real predicting. Like,
yeah,
I mean, they
just
could be
tell.
Denver in the first round.
That's what I mean. Like,
you know, it's just, you just don't know at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't feel that good about them. And I get their history. I get LeBron. You know, he's won 4 championships in 20 seasons. You know, like, you know, when people always say, oh, you can't count LeBron out. I get it. He won 4 championships. But he lost a lot, too. Like the notion, like, it's almost like he's made it half the time.
I think, well, he's gotten to the finals half the time.
Yeah, but I'm talking
but
about winning.
But he's only won
yeah.
4 of them. I think when people say you can't count them out, certainly me, I look, I think Denver is the best team in the West. I think they're the best team in the league. I do not give the Lakers any chance beyond, hey, you never know. You know, right? Any chance beyond... Nothing's impossible. Any chance beyond, that's why you play the games. You know, I don't give them any real significant, legitimate chance to beat Denver in a 7-game series.
Chris, let me say this real quick.
But what I do give them quickly, Rob.
Go ahead. Sorry.
When I say count them out, I'm thinking get to the conference finals.
Okay.
I think 2 through 9 is
okay.
They're all very close. And I'm not putting the Warriors in there. Warriors are 10th. I think 2 through 9, OKC, Minnesota, the Clippers, the Pelicans, Dallas, Sacramento, Phoenix, the Lakers, they're all jumbled up and the same level of team. And the difference is OKC, they're too young. There's no way they could win the West. I'm just saying it. They're too young. Oldest player is 25. Oldest starter is 25. You and Rob, we never see a team go from out of it, you know, not even in the top, making the playoffs. What were they last year? I don't think they made the playoffs last year. We never see a team go from not making the playoffs to getting to the finals. Unless, you know, they've gotten a bunch of free agent signings and, you know, that type of thing. They made the play-in last year.
Okay.
They made the play-in. They were the 9th seed. So that's too big of a jump to me. Minnesota... You know, now 2 of their big guys, Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns, are kind of banged up. Their best player is still learning, Anthony Edwards. Phoenix, Rob, they don't have the leadership to me. The Clippers, I don't think they beat Denver, but I think I think all these teams have a shot to get to play Denver, but I don't think, you know, I think the Lakers are in that bunch. I think Dallas
I remember
is dangerous.
Last year, Chris, when I knew that the Lakers couldn't beat Denver was game 1. Do you remember game 1?
Well, all the games were close. And I remember, wasn't it after that Darvin Ham said they had figured something out?
Right. You remember that? And
yeah.
and this was the thing. AD had 40 points, Chris, on the road in game 1, and they didn't win. Like, that was the game to me. Like, if you can't win... When AD puts a 40 on the road, Chris, in a playoff game,
right?
What games are you winning? And they didn't win a game.
And they did play them close. I mean, a sweep's a sweep, right?
Right.
But
I know
the games were close.
It wasn't blowouts, right? But I'm just saying, like, that was the game they had to win.
Nah, that's a good point. That's a good point because you're like, man, he's not going to play any better.
That's what I mean.
And we didn't win.
And we didn't get a W. Right. He scored 40.
Right. Nah, I'm with you there. But, yeah, Rob, I do give the Lakers a shot. Like I said, 2 through 9, I think, is open. I think you're right. It's going to be about matchups. They have played well against OKC. I might take the Lakers over OKC in a series just because OKC is so young. Lakers have won their last three meetings. So they're 3-1 against them this year. Phoenix, I'm not impressed. Sacramento, they have owned the Lakers. They've won 8 of their last 9. against the Lakers, so that would obviously be a tough matchup.
And remember, when they lost to the Warriors, it was in seven games, right? Remember last year? The Kings.
The Warriors, I don't think, can match up with the Lakers. I think the Lakers are too big.
Are the Warriors going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, the play-in is up in the air. They're a game ahead of Houston. Now, they're up tonight, I believe, over Orlando, and without Draymond Green.
We'll see if they can hold it, though. You know what I mean? And that was a bad
game that they need. But, I think the Lakers, I think D'Angelo's right on the money. And the thing is, there's no excuse for that, right? Like, you've got, I gave a couple of reasons, explanations, but you still should be able to control how you play. Do you come out and play hard defense every night? You know, do you come out and rebound every night? I get it, your shot's going to be on and off. But defense and rebounding, Rob, those should be there every night. Moving the ball, sharing the ball, that should be there every night. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. Are the L.A. Lakers a legitimate contender? Still a contender, even though they're the ninth seed in the West. Do you consider them a contender to get to at least the Western Conference Finals, if not further? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Who you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Same thing at Tractor Supply. And those right players bring hustle and heart, and that's why they are so awesome. And so you should lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading over to your local Tractor Supply store today. Deshaun Tate, college basketball analyst, is around the corner. But first, we want to hear from you. The Lakers, are they legitimate contenders this year, or is their season going to end quickly in the playoffs? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Brandon in Riverside, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, I love the show, man. I've been fighting for weeks to get on.
Oh, man, glad you got through. Yes, sir.
But, yeah, the Lakers, they're not going to go far. Like last year, they just got the good matchups in the first two rounds.
Golden State in the second round was a good one for
them. Yeah, but this year, if they make the they'll probably make the playoffs, but I don't see them going too far. And
who do you like better than them, other than Denver, though? Because all these teams got issues, as far as I can see.
Well, they're all flawed, all of them, right?
Very much so.
Before Towns went down, I was strong. Like I was telling everybody at work, I like Minnesota. I said they big. They play defense, and they will probably be the ones to give the Nuggets the most problems. But since, Towns, he went down, now I just feel like the Nuggets is just – they're just going to get back to the finals at least, for sure. But, the Nuggets, they're a great team, man. They're well-coached. You got the best player in the world right now. So the Lakers, don't have it.
All right. Yep. Thank you, brother.
And Chris, when he talks about Denver, about being a team, they do. It's a team. It really is.
Yep.
It is a well-oiled machine. Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
Hey, guys, let me get right into it. I think that the Lakers can make the conference finals. However, there's no chance in being the Nuggets. I think that I've seen enough. I would blow it up, get draft capital. If you can't beat them, just load up. I would just do the same thing with the Clippers. The Clippers remind me of, the 2014 Nets, where after they traded for Paul Pierce and all those older players that are kind of
you can't blow it up. Let me say this, Drew. You can't blow it up from this standpoint. You got a new $1 billion state arena that's opening up next year. Ain't nobody going there to see them rebuild. It's not happening.
I mean, they have enough trouble getting fans, period.
But Chris, am I right though?
They already re-signed, which I Kawhi. Didn't necessarily agree with. Yeah, they gave Kawhi this long-term contract.
But they needed somebody. They can't open up a new building, state-of-the-art,
and Rob,
all those
guys are from Southern California, too.
Yep.
Remember that? All four of their stars are from SoCal. So that all makes sense. The Lakers... Look, they are going to keep LeBron as long as he wants to play. Certainly for another contract, I think. And I think he will stay there. And I don't see them blowing it up either, even if LeBron were to leave somehow. But LeBron's not retiring, and I don't think he's leaving. So they're not blowing it up, Rob. They're just going to try to tinker. And, could they trade Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, maybe a couple of role players or a few of them, and maybe a pick or two for a Donovan Mitchell, for a Kyrie Irving? Maybe. Maybe. But is that going to get them over the hump? I think Kyrie would. Kyrie is as good as he is. He would definitely be a good get for them. But let's see. It depends on how these playoffs play out, whether it's for the Lakers or – for the Mavericks. So All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. As we said, Deshaun Tate, college basketball analyst, is right around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We welcome in Deshaun Tate to the Odd Couple. Deshaun, how are you?
What's happening, bud?
Man, outstanding. Appreciate you guys for having me. And my dude, Martin over there, man, sounding great on the sports flash.
I mean, he's sounding all right. I mean, don't know for sure. All right, but anyway, nah.
No, we just flat.
Before we get into the hard time, of course. Yes, absolutely. Before we get into the men and the women, I mean, I guess this is related. Your boy Rob Parker started off the show by saying that Caitlin Clark should play in the NBA.
The NBA is so soft. The NBA is so soft. Nobody plays defense. Yes, yeah, it was kind of a double rip. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
But I've already taught him.
Ice Cube is going to give him $5 million to play with men, but go to the NBA and put up some threes.
There are men who are like 40 years old. Now, the young boy, she going to be in trouble if they some of those dudes from overseas and all that. But what are your thoughts on that? Look, I don't think she's good enough to play in the NBA or even the G League, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm not going that far, especially here in a house full of women.
Man, you better speak your mind, bro.
Stick out your chest.
Say what you got to say. I'm in a house full of women too.
I think Rob, that's a bit much for me personally. I mean, the girl got game and everything else. I mean, she's a baller. I think you'd be really hard pressed to find anybody that would disagree with that part. But let me just see what she can do on the professional level amongst those who she's going to compete with every night before I start talking about bringing her over here with the guys.
All right, so you don't know that. That take wasn't great for me, but how about this one? Let's go here. I'm talking about your take, but anyway, that's different. Tom Izzo, you're from East Lansing. You know the program. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. After losing, Izzo said he's going to have to make some changes, some things going on. Where is Tom Izzo? Is he sticking around for the long haul? He's still trying to win that championship that I told you he would never win, the second one. It's only been 24 years, but that's another story. What is he going to do? I know he hates the transfer portal. He hates NIL. Does he stick around for the long haul, or could he possibly exit college basketball sooner than later?
Yeah, I think he's going to exit college basketball sooner than later. Now, if we're talking in the next 365 days or so, I don't think that's the case. I mean, Izzo wants to win a championship, not just he himself, but, you know, of course, for the people who are diehard Spartan fans, but even more so those who are believers such as yourself that he won't win another national championship. On the trajectory of which he is going, it's looking like he's not going to win another national championship. I think that he's, you know, From everything that I understand about who Tom Izzo is, he's very stubborn. And I think that you can see that with some of his rotations. You can see some of that with his, you know, loyalty to some of the upperclassmen when you have freshmen that come in. I mean, this is a top three recruiting class that he brought in this year. A lot of those guys didn't get very much playing time and very much at all. So I think there are some changes. I think, you know, when you have so many guys that are flipping the page now talking about Cal, who's now about to start retracting back on, you know, some of the five-star freshmen probably that he's been recruiting. We've seen Coach K take a page out of that book as well. You know, there's going to have to be some adjustments. And I think that, in very much part, those are some of the major ones for him. But it is very much my way or the highway. And you know exactly what you're getting when you're signing up to play for Tom Izzo. It is going to be hard-nosed. It is going to be discipline. But it is going to be loyalty to some of those older guys until you prove yourself. And whether you like it or don't like it, that's just the way he's doing it.
I was going to ask you about Coach Cal. Coach can't coach Cal. It looks like this is just a money decision. They just owe him too much money, and they don't want to eat it, pour ketchup on it. But if there was no money involved here or very little money, it feels like he wouldn't be the coach of Kentucky.
Yeah. It's a lifetime contract and everything else he has. I mean, the reality is this when it comes to Cal. Those people over there in Lexington, they believe in hanging championship banners. You look up, they don't hang anything else but that. They haven't gotten that since, what, 2012? We're working on a whole decade now. All the things being considered, you got to imagine how could they possibly even feel about not even getting close. Now, if you go and look at the last few years of which what they have had, they've got a couple first-round exits. They made it, didn't even make the tournament 1 year. I think they got beaten the Elite Eight the last time in 2019 to Auburn. Outside of that, they haven't really gotten very far. Losing to St. Peter's this year was a whole other team, a whole other situation. But I can't imagine that they're very happy with the expectations, you know, that they have going in every single year and coming out on the bottom, in which they have been. Coach Cal is one of those that's going. He's made it very clear. I'm here to help young men, you know, and their families with getting to the next level.
No, stop. I mean, come on, man.
You believe that, DeJuan?
That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out.
Hear what I'm saying?
Go ahead, say it.
I do believe that that is true, but I do believe that that is also something that is a cover-up. I believe that that is something that is true, however.
True in what way? What do you mean, like?
I think that the guys that he's bringing in, I think that he does genuinely want to see those guys be successful because it helps him.
Well, of course.
But I'm
just saying he's not.
I think
Cal likes the guys too, and I do think he wants what's best for him and wants to help him. But I'm saying this whole Mother Teresa bit.
He is
helping these downtrodden kids who, God forbid, if they never ran into John Calipari, will have no hope. That's ridiculous. If they didn't go to Kentucky, they'd be going to Duke or Arizona or UConn or some other great program where they would be going to the NBA after a year or two anyway as well. That's all I'm saying. Like, he overstates it.
And they would. I think that it's bad to say it. But if you're asking me if I think it's the truth, I do believe that he genuinely does care.
What coach doesn't? I mean, there's a few, I'm sure, but come on.
You like your kids.
I like the coaches I played for. I like my teammates for the most part. Like, of course he wants to help them. But I don't want to hear – he's not any more soft-hearted and tender-hearted than most of these other coaches. That's what I'm saying.
I totally agree with that. He's also a salesman. We know that for a fact.
That's what he is. Most of all,
probably more of a salesman and a great recruiter than he is X's and O's on the clipboard. I think everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. The bonus, though, for him is winning that national championship. Recruiting right now is essentially the longer leash. It gives you a longer leash when you're able to recruit five-star freshmen, bring them in and out every single year, because the expectations to win isn't there the way that it is a national championship. It is taking over winning national championships by recruiting five-star players. That is the new national championship now. That is the job security now. The national championships is essentially really just more pressure on you to do it again, or we'll see you out the door even faster.
All right, that is our man, DeShante. Let me ask you this. We got about a minute for your answer before you go. All four number one seeds in the men's bracket still alive. All four number two seeds still alive. Which team, or if you think there's a couple of them, do you think is in the most danger of being upset in this next round of games?
Purdue is definitely at the top of that list for me, playing up against the Gonzaga team that is used to kind of being the hunter. Yep. Them going from that to being the hunted. Now they're the hunter again. They are the original Cinderellas of this whole thing. Speaking of original Cinderellas, I think number two seeded Tennessee is in some trouble. Creighton has been in that conversation as long as Gonzaga has in terms of being the Cinderella. Hasn't broke through all the way yet. I think those are the two teams that are the most likely we could see being upset. But don't make no mistake about it. The Caleb Love game is likely to be on the way. You have to win one more. Either Arizona is going to essentially win this game over Carolina in the Elite Eight and play in their own backyard for the Final Four in Phoenix, or Carolina is going to go back to the place they last won their national championship, Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. That's our man, DeShante. Great stuff, brother. Thank you for the insights.
Yes, this time of the year. This is your year, my man. Yes. This is your time.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Rob, we talked about it. Steph Curry highly upset, visibly upset, that his teammate Draymond Green ejected 3 minutes into the game. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. I Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios of Worship Wednesday. And just like in basketball, where a successful game starts with the right players, it's the same thing with Tractor Supply. They bring hustle and heart and the right players, and that's what sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, your gym shoes, your tennis shoes, whatever you call them, and make the winning play by heading over to your local Tractor Supply store today. Rob, interesting scene, and it's a video that's now going viral on Twitter and maybe even other social media outlets. But the Golden State Warriors, who are fighting for their playoff lives, they are a game ahead of Houston in the race for the 10th and final play-in spot in the West. They are at Orlando in a big game. Orlando's a good team now. They're the fifth seed out West. They're only a game out of the in the East. They're only a game behind fourth-seeded New York in the Eastern Conference playoff
race.
So
right.
It's a good team you're playing. And 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the game, Draymond Green starts yelling at the ref and gets ejected. And Rob, quickly, the Warriors are 11-14 without Draymond this season, 26-20 with him. So obviously a better team with him. And when he was ejected, Steph Curry was despondent, visibly frustrated, visibly upset. As you said it, he looked like he may have even been crying.
A little bit. It looks like that, Chris.
He was very upset. What is your take on this?
Just frustration. I'm sure he's just like, can we stop? Like, you know, they've put up with a lot from Draymond because he adds to the team, Chris, and he fits, and they've been able to win, and he does a lot of stuff. Everybody knows that he has been valuable, okay, to the Warriors. Nobody's going to deny that. But at some point, dude, can you just stop it? Like, we're trying to make – you think Steph doesn't want to make the playoffs this year, Chris? Like, Like, this is an important game. There's only 10 games left. There's only 11 games. What are you doing? 3.5 minutes into the game? What was so bad?
Rob G, what was the context?
What was so bad that this had to happen?
Well, you know what's funny is the first technical foul that he got, because he got them both like in a minute and a half from each other. Actually, a minute and a half of real time. Game time, there was no action in between. But the first technical foul came when Andrew Wiggins was called for a foul at the rim. And Draymond was at the top of the key barking and yapping, and he got teed up. Never stopped. A few guys tried to kind of step in between. He kept talking. At one point, Steph Curry was just standing next to him, not even trying to get him to quit anything, just, you know, trying to be a support person, you know, for lack of a better word. Steve Kerr calls a timeout and hopefully to get Draymond to the bench, and Draymond was not having it, got the final word, and he knew he was about to get tossed, because after he said the comment, he turned to walk towards the bench. He receives the second tech. He never even turns around. He just keeps walking right to the locker room. Like, he knew what he was trying to, what he was doing.
I think like what he Steph wanted a night is thinking, off. I think he's thinking, grow up. That's what I'm thinking. And I don't think he was crying, but if he was, Rob, I remember, and you may have seen this too. I knew guys that when they got in a fight, they would cry. Not because they were like, you know, hurting, but because they were so intense and so upset and so angry.
You fought somebody and they had tears in their eyes?
Not me in a fight, but friends who got in fights.
Right, I got you.
And they would be so upset or angry that they're crying. So I just think if he was tearing up, I didn't see tears.
We didn't see it, but it's just anger and frustration. But he covered his face, and it just looked like he had maybe had some moisture, Chris. That's what it looks like. I think he's just frustrated.
Obviously, and rightfully so. I'm sorry, this is ridiculous, Rob.
What? It's just enough.
He knocked out a teammate with a sucker punch.
Yep.
He cost them probably in NBA Finals. Now, he went out and recruited Kevin Durant, so maybe he helped them get one or two they wouldn't have otherwise had. But still, he cost them probably the finals in 2016. At some level, Rob, the Warriors have to bear some of this blame, too.
We've said that, Chris, that they are the enablers. We've talked about this. How long has this been now?
10 years?
They have allowed this to happen, and that's why Draymond won't change his. Chris, after the sucker punch to a teammate, he wasn't even suspended. They allowed him to spin it to the media that he stepped away from the team. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Not a suspension.
Yep.
And then they brought him back quickly because they wanted to give him his ring on the ring ceremony. Instead of pushing the ring ceremony back, Chris, if you want to make sure he's involved.
Thank you.
Do that, but to just act like nothing happened and hand him his ring because the ring ceremony was game one of the season, that was a disservice to that franchise. They have bent over backwards, and I don't understand
him.
It's also a disservice to him. You're right, Chris, because they won't check him and put him in line. At the last time I looked, Draymond is collecting a paycheck from somebody. Correct?
Thank you. You need to make him grow up. All right? Seriously, you need to tell him, look, maybe he should have missed the ring ceremony.
I'm serious.
Maybe that would have hurt him and made him say, you know what? This is ridiculous. What am I doing? Because, Rob, he pushed back, and I get it if he feels like it's some BS. He pushed back on the notion that he has some issues, you know?
When Kevin Durant
said, you know, whatever's wrong with him, I hope he gets help. He pushed back on all that. Man, I ain't got to. Well, if you don't have a problem, you do have a problem in that you can't control your temper. Now, whether that's a mental health issue or not, you just need to learn how to control yourself. And like I look at kids, Rob, and I know he's an adult, but when I see bad little kids, you know what I think of? Their parents.
Right. That's all.
What are their parents doing? Because my kids ain't running around acting like fools.
We couldn't
all right?
do it.
When we grew up, keep that in line. Right.
We couldn't do it.
And I raised my kids in the 2000s, and they weren't doing that. So right. I'm not just old school like all that. I did it. All right. And Draymond needs to understand the ramifications for his bad behavior. And the Warriors have never made him understand that. So some of it's on them as well. We got an hour left. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.